On New York Institute of Technology Week, increased security for smartphones is hard to come by without consequences for users. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kyron Balaghani, assistant professor of computer science at the New York Institute of Technology, describes these challenges.
Securing mobile devices poses specific challenges. Security interruptions are annoying, privacy is vulnerable because devices can easily be stolen, and power use is an issue. Current smartphone authentication mechanisms, such as graphical passwords, PINs, and fingerprint scans, do not offer security after initial login. Behavioral biometrics can improve security by determining who is using the phone based on keystroke dynamics and other user behaviors. However, behavioral biometrics comes at a price in terms of privacy, communication, and energy. My colleagues and I are researching how best to balance these competing factors to create a system to authenticate users as needed without using too much battery life or compromising users' privacy. We are investigating people's interactions with their devices, how long they last, and what makes them unique, especially at key moments. To protect users' personal identifying descriptors, we have designed a way to perform authentication in the cloud via fast protocols that also preserve privacy. Limiting power use is another big challenge. Authentication is only needed at critical moments, such as when the phone changes hands or when it is picked up after lying idle. Identifying and making use of each of these critical moments is a part of our challenge. Finding the right balance among security, privacy, power, and communication will render an ultimate solution invisible to users that will significantly enhance device security.
That was Kyron Balaghani of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.